You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I gotta put some respect on my gambling.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everybody. What's happening? Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson, a Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Warriors home opener tonight.
And a one tomorrow, back to back in Portland.
Yep.
Chauncey won't be there, Steiny.
No. Johnson Phillips arrested.
What are you doing?
Terry Rozier arrested.
Well, he got popped last year, right?
That was a league investigation that they cleared him on last time. But I guess the feds revisited
Look
it.
Look at Snotty's with the feds.
Yeah. So we can talk about that if you want. I don't. What would the conversation center on?
Do you think this is running rampant in all sports?
Yes, I do. Well, I don't know about all sports, but yeah, I think it happens in hoops.
Yeah, I was having fun with Lubman. I was listening to him fill in for Shasky with Spadoni, and he was talking about, I believe, I'm paraphrasing Sonny, every NBA team has one player. I said, well, take that to baseball too. Take that to football. Don't just leave it at with the NBA. But, you know, I'm on Twitter trying to defend Chauncey just from the standpoint of you're dumb. You deserve to lose your job if you were a part of that, and it looks like you were. But he wasn't betting on games. But that's where people are going, Steiny. Like, this thing is running rampant, and I'm going to watch the Nuggets and Warriors tonight, but I'm not thinking every player out there is betting on the games. I haven't gotten there yet. But with this reaction, people are like, – I bet some of the refs have been in on this stuff. Shout out Donnie. What was our guy? They got popped way back in the day.
Tim Donaghy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard, Chauncey Billups, coach of the Blazers, and Terry Rozier been arrested as part of a wide-ranging investigation relating to illegal sports. Both have now been placed on leave, and Adam Silver just issued a statement that those two guys have been put on leave, and now they're going to investigate more.
He's done. He's no longer. And Tiago Splitter will be the interim coach for the Blazers.
Yeah.
Tiago.
I'm more interested in what's happening on the court.
Yeah.
With the Warriors and the Nuggets tonight. Warriors home opener. And here come the Nuggets. And the Nuggets are considered to be a favorite in the West, along with OKC. And this is a team that over the years, before a couple games last year, really had given the Warriors trouble. So looking forward to seeing a really big team go up against the Warriors and to see how they handle it, who Steve Kerr starts, if he goes with the same lineup, which would mean Draymond at center against the big team, and we'll see if they can get that done. But Chase Center ought to be rocking tonight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I don't know if you heard Kerr with Willard and Dibbs, Donnie, but he gave us the information we had brought up yesterday in regard to Moses Moody and his availability had he been, healthy before the first game of the season in L.A. And he said if Moses been there, he probably would have started Moses. I don't know what that means tonight, but if I'm Kuminga, you kind of hope you would get the second start in a row, you know?
I'll just play what you're referring to. This is Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. On who would have started if they were healthy, who wouldn't have, and how he prepares to coach from here until Moody gets back.
The lineup decision was made based on Moses not being available. I would have started Moses had he been healthy based on the way we finished last year. You know, we really found a good group. But there's a lot that goes into the equation this year. I really don't want to play Draymond at the five all season long. So there will be games where I start bigger. But last night felt like a great night for Jonathan. He's had a really good training camp. We had to guard Luka. And we do want to give that lineup more looks. Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, BP, and JK. So didn't get a lot of reps last year because Jonathan was hurt when we got Jimmy and missed the next 20 games or so. We just found a great groove with what we were doing. So this is a fresh start for some looks at different lineups. And I thought JK played really well with them.
All right. So that's Steve Kerr talking about, Moody would have started. I think we'd all assume that. Now we know for sure that would have been the case tonight. If Moody doesn't play, I got to assume he's going to give Kuminga another start, and then we'll see eventually what happens when Moody comes back. I just think it's interesting if you look how the schedule shakes out for the Warriors. They got a back-to-back tonight and tomorrow, and then they have Saturday and Sunday off, and then they have another back-to-back Monday or Tuesday. So I don't know if we'll see any load management from the Warriors, but I do think it would be interesting if in week one we see load management by the Warriors and see some guys maybe outside Horford maybe not play the second game of back-to-backs.
Yeah, it's funny you bring his name up because now I'm thinking, Stoney, he might start, on the big man for Denver. What do you think? I don't assume he's playing tomorrow, right, in Portland, Horford.
You could theoretically not play him tonight and then play him in Portland. I know the Warriors Steve Kerr sometimes done that with a back-to-back. You decide to sit on the first night and then play on the second. But Moses Moody, the last thing I saw on Moody was the Warriors are hoping he can play tomorrow. And maybe the reason they're pushing for tomorrow is because it's the first back-to-back and then they'd have an extra body there for some of the older guys. But I am trying to think about this, these arrests of Billups and Terry Rozier, and does it mean anything in terms of fans watching the games, the fans' perception of the games?
Is the timing interesting to you that the season just tipped off? Like, I don't know why I can't shake that part. The investigation was going, but Stoney, does it seem kind of weird?
I mean,
the season just started.
I mean, it's the start of the season. What a perfect time to announce these arrests,
And again, I keep going back to Malik Beasley, who I thought had been cleared, is still under investigation. I am not condoning what Chauncey Billups did, Stoney, but now it's a big melting pot to where do you draw the line on illegal poker? That's not good. But I know poker games go on all day, every day. But the bottom line is Chauncey Billups put himself in a situation to where it was bad. But I feel like the narrative is, Chauncey was given, now we're talking about mob families involved, Stoney. Chauncey was giving tips to the mob. And, where does it end? But I do, I don't want to take a bullet for Chauncey, not at all, but I feel like this story has the energy like everybody's betting, including the players, and I don't like that.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the thing is, this investigation's been going on for a few years. The game that they're talking about that involved Rozier was a game in 2023 where a bunch of people had a prop bet as an under. I think it was points, but I can't even remember. Right. But then he came out of the game early, and I guess that prompted some suspicions. I don't think there's any way you can prevent this information from getting out there.
Damon Jones is in trouble.
And they said that they were talking about, you know, non-public information, and that's just information where an assistant coach or a teammate or a member of the staff just tell somebody, yeah, he's not playing tonight. Okay, well, then that can impact a bet. So I actually think a lot of this is going on.
Wow. Across now, just the NBA or sports in general?
Probably everything. Mm. Probably everything. But it does feel like prop bets in the NBA are so much easier to manipulate than, let's say, baseball or in football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I don't have to tell you, we got Prize Picks underdog here, but it feels like, you know, NBA gambling investigation brought to you by Prize Picks. You know, that's where we are, man. It's everywhere. But Chauncey Billups, there's no way he's coming back from this, right? You can't put yourself in that situation.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. So I have no idea where it's going or what's going to happen.
And I would be, this is too soon, right? Let the chips fall where they may. Evan, I tried.
Somebody's saying, what's a prop bet? A prop bet is
individual.
Yeah, it's an individual bet where you can bet on a player to exceed a certain number of points or rebounds or assists, or go under a certain number of points, rebounds, and assists. So, in other words, if Steph Curry tonight, his over-under on points is 24.5, if he scores 25 or more, you win the bet. If you bet the over, if he doesn't, you'd lose the bet. But there you can see there's a lot of wiggle room there. And
let's just say I knew you and I was on a team, Steiny, and I said, take my under in points. I start the game. And, oh, I'm hurt 2 minutes in. That's a casher.
Yep. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Warriors home opener tonight against the Denver Nuggets. We've got some arrests in the NBA related to gambling. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier.
Any Brock Purdy news?
And Brock Purdy was limited at practice yesterday. But if you want to jump in, 888-957-9570. Also joining us at noon today, Dan Devine. He's a senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. He's been covering the league for 15-plus years, and we're talking to him at noon. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.